You're her sister, you're her older sister, she needed stuff, and you gave it to her.
It's sister versus sister.
She'd stolen stuff from you, took, and left me with nothing. No, I did not.
A Sister's Loan is now a bitter lawsuit.
If you don't want to help your kid's sister out anymore, don't do it.
This could be a family's final reunion.
I'm tired of being used by my family.
Judge Judy.
Give me a break.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old customer service associate Carrie Miller is suing her sister, 33-year-old professional clown Chris Rogers, and Chris's boyfriend Rick Olson for the return of personal property. Chris is countersuing for unpaid rent and an unpaid loan.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 99 on the calendar, the matter of Miller versus Rogers Olson. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats.
You're Miss Rogers?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Miller, Miss Rogers is your sister.
Correct.
It's your claim that your sister has some of your property. She refuses to return it to you. It was from a time when you were living at her house.
That's correct.
Right? She has a counterclaim for some rent and expenses, which I'll get to in a moment. But what I want to know is, what does Mr. Olson have to do with this case?
Actually, when we went to Spokane court to file for my property to get back, they said to put Mr. Olson's name on the...
I'm asking you what he has to do with this case. Did he live in the house?
No, he did not.
Did he take your property?
No, he did not.
So what is he doing here? You don't know.
He should not
You're
be
not here.
Here
anymore. Sit down.
Okay, thank you.
Case is dismissed with regard to Mr. Olson. Okay. When did you move in with your sister?
I moved in February 22nd.
And where had you been living?
I had been living with my other sister, Julie Eddy, for 3 weeks prior to that.
And prior to that, where had you been living?
I was living with my parents in Creston, Washington.
And why did you leave there?
Because I wanted to move to Spokane so I could start college and get a job.
Okay, you didn't have any trouble at home?
No, I did not.
You didn't have any trouble with this sister?
No, I did not.
Was this the first time that you had lived with your sister, Miss Rogers?
I stayed with her in August of 98 so I could babysit for her so she could work.
Was that the only time for a month?
For that month? Besides just visiting her every summer. That's the only time I ever did when she lived up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay, so in February of 2001, you came to live with her?
That's correct.
And what happened?
Everything was going fine. I actually moved out of my other sister's house to live with Miss Rogers because she had computer access and I was using it to look for a job. And I started babysitting for Miss Rogers. Basically, every other weekend, she'd go out and get drunk.
I'm not interested in going out and getting drunk. I'm interested in when you left.
Oh, when I left, sorry. I left April 1st of 2001.
So you stayed there only 6 weeks?
That's correct.
Why did you leave?
Because my dad got me an apartment because I got myself a pretty good job. I'm a customer service associate, and I'm making $7.50 an hour, so I have my own apartment now.
And when you left your sister's house, did you leave on good terms?
No, I did not.
When you moved out of the house, what property do you claim you left in the house?
I left my TV, my CD faceplate that went to my stereo in my car. I have some clothes that are still left there, some shoes. She has my prom dresses that she actually did take from me when I was living at my mother's house in Wenatchee. She wore to work.
Come on. What else do you say okay. She has that's worth?
She's got my dresser.
Certain things she acknowledges she has. She says she has your TV and your dresser.
Yeah, my TV, my dresser, my faceplate are worth the most money that I do have. And then my clothes and some sheets.
Where'd you get the sheets from?
From my mother, and she bought those for me when I moved out.
So you brought sheets to your sister's house. How many sheets did you bring to your sister's house?
I had a total of 7 pairs of sheets.
7 sets of sheets?
Yes.
No way. You know why? No way. Even I don't have 7 sets of sheets for one bed.
I don't even have 7
You
sets.
Wash one, you put one back on, right? Wash it, one is a spare. Who has 7? Who, a person without a job, has 7 sets of sheets for one bed?
My mother bought those for me.
With all the other things you need, your mother bought you 7 sets of new sheets? Give me a break, Miss Miller. Give me a break. The TV and the dresser you say you have.
Yes, ma'am.
What about the CD faceplate?
It's right here. And these are her sheets.
all the sheets in my house that I didn't know I had either. I had a garage sale. I had a garage sale last weekend, and I found them in a garbage bag in my garage when I went through all my garage sale items.
Now you've got sheets in your faceplate, TV and dresser.
They're still at my house. Here's the dresser. Here's the TV.
Fine. I'm going to get to your counterclaim in a moment. But she's going to make arrangements to pick up her TV and her dresser. When?
I can do it as soon as I get back to Washington.
Shall we say 5 days from today, between the hours of 5 and 6 in the evening?
That's fine.
Court will draft an order. You pick them up.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Rogers, let's get to your counterclaim.
Okay.
She stayed with you for about 6 weeks?
She asked to move into my house because of the luxuries that are at my house. And I said, this time, Carrie, you're not moving in without paying rent, which I consider about $200 for my really nice house. I have a nice house and for food. So
she wasn't working.
Well, yeah, but that was the deal. I was going to get her a job, which I did. I made sure she went out and got a job.
When?
She got a job 2 weeks before she moved out of my house, and that's one of the reasons that she moved out of my house.
Just a second.
Different job that she has now, by the way.
Just a second.
Oh, sorry.
So your arrangement with your sister was you were going to find her a job, and when she started working, she was going to pay you rent.
Yeah, and reimburse me for the money I loaned her.
No. Let's say I'm talking about rent.
Okay.
I'll get to everything else. Rent. So you found her a job, but not for 6 weeks, because according to you, she started to work about 2 weeks before she moved out. Mm. So you did not expect any rent from her before she found the job, right?
No, I did expect her to reimburse
me. Well, you might have expected, but that was not your arrangement. And I don't believe that, Ms. Rogers. I don't believe that you had an arrangement with her that if she didn't start working until, let's say, March, at a job where you knew she wasn't going to be making a lot of money, she was going to reimburse you for the rent for February and March to the tune of $400 or $600 when she was making $7.50 an hour. You didn't expect that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Carrie Miller says her sister, Chris Rogers, won't return her personal belongings. Chris says Carrie owes her money.
I read your answer, and your answer says, I was really a good sister. You said, I took her into my home when she needed help and never asked her for a dime, and this is the way I'm treated. That's from your answer.
Mm-hmm. And no, that was the first time, Your Honor, though. It was the year that she lived with me before that.
No, that's not what you said. I let her stay in my house rent-free, gave her money for gas, food, cigarettes on a regular basis. I took her into my home when she needed help, never asked for a dime, and this is the way I'm treated. That's what you said. So I honestly believe, Ms. Rogers, that you did do the right thing. That you took her into your house. She needed money for cigarettes, she needed money for gas, she needed money for tolls, you let her use your car, and you were not treated well.
But, Your Honor, that statement that I made, the statement that I made where I brought her into my house for free, that was the year before. There was two separate incidences here. The second time, that's why I wasn't going to make the same mistake. Every single one of my family members have lived with me for free. Stolen stuff from me when I left, took, and left me with nothing. Even that sister over there lived with me. Every one of my sisters have lived with me. And this was the second time, not the first year, where I paid her to live with me. I paid her $250 a week for babysitting. This is the second time I'm talking about where I asked her, she will pay me rent.
She wasn't working, and
yeah,
you
knew it.
Yeah,
but my mom and dad give her money all the time. She went home. I paid for her to go home on the weekends, and my mom and dad would give her money, and she'd come back and use them for rippies and not pay for nothing.
So you won't do it again?
No, I definitely will not.
So you won't do it again. You have your stuff back?
Yes, I do.
Was your sister nice to you on several occasions?
Yes, she was.
What do you think caused her to be not nice to you?
I've never not been nice to her.
Honestly, it's because I always babysat for her.
She got along fine without you. Why do you think she was so angry and didn't give you your TV back and didn't give you your dresser back?
Honestly, Your Honor, I don't know.
Well, tell me why.
Because I'm tired of being used by my family, especially this one who's 20 years old and can go out and find herself a job, which I made sure she did. Because my mother couldn't get her a job. She lives there rent-free. My mom kicked her out of the house because she's useless and was stealing from her and doing all this stuff. She didn't want to live with Julie because Julie didn't have the luxuries that Carrie's used to.
She's 20?
Yeah.
First time she moved into your house, she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And she lived with me every summer. Oh, yeah.
She was 18. You have a son. I assume this is your son.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Is he your oldest?
Yep.
16-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds. They're all not cooked.
I know, Your Honor. I have one.
You have a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your oldest.
And a 9, a 7, and a 5-year-old.
That's a possibility. Some people get smarter later. Some people get smarter sooner. Sometimes you get smart when you're 30. Sometimes you don't get smart until you're 50. Is your boyfriend the father of any of your children?
Nope.
Do all your 4 children have the same father?
No, I was married to his dad, and then I was married to Tom for 10 years, and we just got divorced a year and a half ago.
Who's Tom?
The father of my 3 little boys.
Okay. So you made a couple of mistakes in your life? Not mistakes, because
well,
you have nice children.
Well, you're using people.
No. Listen to me. What I'm telling you is, even at your age, a little bit older, you make a mistake. Sometimes you replicate that mistake again. What I'm telling you is, when you're 18 or 20, you often make a lot of mistakes.
But your sister, also held accountable for your own mistakes.
If your sister is, hey, listen, you're her sister, you're her older sister, she needed stuff, she came to you, she said, I need money for gas, I need money for food, I need money for tolls, I need money for this, I need money for that. And you were a good sister, you gave it to her. That's it, and if you don't want to, you stop. But don't expect her to have the same degree of maturity as a fully cooked adult would have. She clearly is a young lady who's had problems for a long time, according to you, at least since she was 18, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, what do you expect? Wait till he's 18. Anyway, you got your stuff back, and you will get your TV and your dresser back. Miss Rogers, if you don't want to help your kid sister out anymore, don't do it. She doesn't owe you any money. Counterclaim's dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Our family's pretty messed up, and that's just proof right there.
Judge Judy was very fair in hearing her case, and I believe she made the correct judgment.
Don't ever loan money to your family.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Welch versus Hawkins. Step forward, please.
22-year-old storage unit manager Brandilyn Welch is suing former friend, 24-year-old grocery store clerk Michael Hawkins, for totaling her car. Michael says she gave him permission to drive it.
For some reason, Miss Welch, you and some friends rented a motel room, according to what I've read, to have a party and something, and to wait, according to you, to get tattooed. And everybody was drinking, some people were doing drugs, and at some point, the defendant, without your permission, decided to take your car. Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
And he took your car with you in it. He had an accident with the car. And according to you, you want him to pay not only for the damage to your car that he took without your permission, but because you had a job interview the next day that you had to miss, you want him to pay for 5 months' missed wages on this job that you might get. That's your case, right?
Well, the job was basically guaranteed to me.
So what were you doing out the night before in a motel?
I was going to get my tattoo finished.
You should have had a lot of milk and early bedtime the night before you were going for an interview. What time did this accident happen?
11:45 at night.
And what time was your interview the next morning?
At 10:30 in the morning.
You said that he was intoxicated and he shouldn't have been driving a car. Why did you get into a car with him?
Because he told me that if I didn't get in the car with him, he was going to leave my car stranded in Citrus Heights where I couldn't get it and I wouldn't get it back.
Is that what he told you?
And that's what he told me. And my car is my life. That was my pride and joy. I put everything
I had. Car's your life. No, your life is your life. If somebody is drinking and you say they're intoxicated or high on drugs, you say, take my car wherever you want. I'm not getting into the car with you. As soon as you walk out the door, I'm calling the police. And I'm going to report my car stolen. That's what you do.
I've had several people tell me that's what I should have done.
So you got into the car with him, and he had an accident, right?
After I had repeatedly asked him about 3 times while we were driving to pull over and let me drive, and he insisted that he was okay.
It's your fault. That doesn't say it's not his fault, too. It's your fault. All right, so why did you take her car?
I asked her for a ride, and she said no, and then I asked her if it was okay if I drive, since she let me drive it earlier to go to the store to get film for her camera.
Yeah?
And I wasn't on drugs. I was tired. I just got off a 12-hour shift.
She originally said no. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the damage to the car, sir?
I totaled it, from what I'm told. I haven't seen it.
Really? And you don't think you're responsible at all?
No, she gave me the keys.
But you had the accident. You fell asleep.
Yes, I did.
Your Honor,
just quiet. So, she gave you the keys. You fell asleep. She didn't put you to sleep. She didn't say, ooh, sleep. You put yourself to sleep. She originally said no to you.
Your Honor, I did not give him the keys. I have...
What kind of car was this?
It was an 84 Dodge Omni.
So not worth a lot of money.
It wasn't worth anything.
I paid $200 for it. I also put $100 worth of work into it.
When did you buy the car?
I bought it in November of 99 from a friend who lent me the money, and I just paid it off the weekend before.
But you paid $200 for the car.
Yes,
originally. Right, and the car was totaled.
Yes, it was.
Still running. Fascinating, it was still running.
Ma'am.
What?
She told me that the car was not in her name and it was uninsured.
No.
It probably is uninsured. She only paid, but why are you suing him for $5,000?
I don't understand. Before I got in the car.
Shh, quiet.
Because I have permanent damage to my arm.
So yeah.
I have permanent damage to my lip. I have scars up and down my legs.
What happens to when you're stupid? Don't get into the car with somebody who was drunk or had been drinking or had been using drugs or anything that you say he had been.
He hadn't been drinking, but I do have the police report right here admitting to the officer that he was high on drugs.
Oh, let me see that.
But they didn't find any in my system at the hospital.
Maybe you're a good hider.
I was never charged for being under the influence.
Want to hear what you're talking. Listen to me. The fact that you weren't charged with something doesn't mean that you didn't take something, sir. I want to see what you told the officer, if you don't mind.
That a couple days earlier, I had taken methamphetamines.
Did that help you stay up for your 12-hour shift?
No, not really.
According to the officer, he asked the defendant if he had smoked any marijuana, and he stated he had smoked some earlier.
Not marijuana, it was methamphetamines. There is a difference.
I'm just telling you what you told the police officer.
Okay, well, I had just been in a wreck, and everything sounds the same.
Everything sounds the same.
Yeah,
not for the police officer. I guarantee you the police officer knows the difference between amphetamines and marijuana. They don't even sound
alike.
Not remotely.
Not remotely. Listen, you have to accept some basic responsibility for your own actions.
Yes, I know.
You should not have gotten into the car with him. By getting into the car with him, you tacitly gave him permission to drive the car. Do you understand that?
But he's lying for the fact that I did not give him my keys.
I don't care. If he had taken your car without permission, you pick up the phone and you call the police. You do not get into a car with somebody who, according to you, is high on drugs. You have to accept some responsibility for the injuries that you sustained. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand that.
Fine. Now. Who is this person who just stood up?
This is my mother.
Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. We've been
she had her. No business being
That's
in that
right.
car.
But there is medical bills. He told her he was an insured driver. And there's $500 worth of medical bills.
Oh, Your Honor?
I'm not listening to you. Did I look in your direction?
And I think he's very intimidating.
Listen to me. If someone is very intimidating and high on drugs, you do not get into a car with them, period. Period. That's her responsibility. She has to accept some of that responsibility. He wrecked the car, however. So you had lots of medical bills and you were injured. Were you in the hospital for any period of time?
I was in the hospital for two nights and 2 days.
Okay. So you had medical bills?
I have a lot of medical bills.
Right. So, and you're going to have to
I've had surgery on my wrist. I have physical therapy. I have prescriptions for several pain pills.
Mm-hmm.
And
how'd you pay your medical bills?
Right after I was released to go to work for my doctor, I got a job.
Is that how you're paying for your medical bills now?
I've paid them off.
No, it's a good lesson. You don't get into a car with somebody who's drunk or high on drugs, ever. Not to protect your pride and joy that you paid $200 for. You're responsible for the car. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount she says she paid for the car, which I believe she did, $200. That's all.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
Almost everything she said in there was a lie.
I have scars up and down my arms, up and down my legs, and on my chin. And I had to go through surgery to fix my broken wrist.
She let me drive it. She was asleep on the passenger side. I fell asleep on the driver's side, crashed into a pole.